Overture from the Full Monty starts another 60 minutes here on Grease Painted Stage Lights. But this week, it's different, because we love musicals.
We do.
We certainly do.
So if you love your musicals, stick around for the next 60 minutes. If you don't, go and do those jobs you need to do. What's coming up in the programme?
Oh, well, we've got our lyrical challenge.
Yes.
And we've got our 2 at 22.
And the 2 at 22 for this week is from...
La Cage aux Folles.
That's all coming, so stick around here on Grease Painted Stage Lights.
Bless her beautiful heart, wherever she may be. It will just blow a little too
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people aren't just too much for me to face, I'll climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me.
Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and mean, I go and all that rat race noise down in the street.
On the roof.
At night, the stars put on a show for free. And darling, you can share it all with me. I keep telling you, right smack dab in the middle of the town, I found a
time for this week's lyrical challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Okay, it's time for our lyrical challenge. We give you the lyrics from a song from a show. Just need to know the song and the show. Please do get in touch. It's musicals@btinternet.com.
Here you go. This week's lyrical challenge is The Minute You Walked in the Joint.
Is that all you're giving, is it?
That's all we're giving.
God, you're a meanie. So if you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com. You're listening to Grease Paint Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, Alistair Woodgate and Julia Rufy.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill
all the great songs from the best musicals. Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Cast recording and Seasons of Love. Off Broadway, that was something you did, wasn't it, Alistair?
Yes, not quite New York Broadway, but yeah, for a while we ran a cabaret evening called Off Broadway, largely because the shopping parade behind which the theatre was situated was called the Broadway. So we kind of played on that.
Clever. But it was good though, people came along and sung songs at the...
Really good way to spend a Sunday evening, chilled out atmosphere, drink, sit back, either just sit there and listen to the music or get up and sing.
Because with you, Julian, when you sing, because you obviously you're a professional singer and actor and the rest of it, when you go to a show, you might think two songs in the show are lovely, but you've got to sing the whole show just to do those two songs. Whereas if you do an off-Broadway type thing, you can just sing them, can't you?
You can just get up and sing your favourite, which is so nice.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
You're listening to Grease Paint Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, Alistair Woodgate and Julie Roofy. We've got some great songs coming your way. And don't forget Al's album. Yeah, he's picked a song. I'll ask him next what the album is.
Barnum's the name, B.T. Barnum. And whether you think my humbug's a blessing or a curse, you're still gonna buy it. Why? Because every 60 seconds in this world, a delightful phenomenon takes place which absolutely guarantees it. There is a sucker. Up they pop their ears so big, their eyes so wide and low. I feed them bona fide baloney with no truth in it. Why, you can bet I'll find some root to buy my corn. Cause there's a sure shooting sucker born a minute. And I'm referring to the minute you was born. Each blessed hour brings 60 of them. Each time that wooden cuckoo shows its face, another sucker takes his place, plunks his border on the line to buy my branded
genuine malarkey. God bless and love them, but don't feel sad or hoppy mad or cause a scene, cause there's a sure as shooting sucker born a minute, but man, you might have been the minute in between. If I allow that right here in my hands, the smallest living human man, the sight of that is surely worth a dime. If I present an educated pooch who's trained to dance the hoochie-cooch, what better way to waste a bit of time? If I imported monumental cost, a lady fair whose head was lost while crossing railroad tracks to pick some zinnias, who eats farina through a hose and wears pink tights instead of clothes, if that ain't worth a buck, my name ain't Phineas. Oh, yes, sir, you bet, hogwash, well, who cares? You buy my hogwash, long as there's a sucker born every minute. Each time that second hand speaks to the top like dandelions, of the pop there is so big, their eyes so wide, and though my tail is bone of fine baloney, just let me spin it. And ain't no man who can resist me, wait and see, cause there's a sure as shooting sucker born a minute, and friends the biggest one, excluding none.
Get involved in the show.
He's painted and stage lights.
Grease paint and stage lights, where musicals matter.
Look at her, a prisoner of the gutters, condemned by every syllable she utters. By right, she should be taken out and hung for the cold-blooded murder of the English tongue. Yeah. Heavens, what a sound! This is what the British population calls an elementary education.
Oh, come, sir, I think you picked a poor example.
Did I? Hear them down in Soho Square, dropping H's everywhere, speaking English any way they like. Hey, you, sir, did you go to school?
What are you calling me for, a film?
Well, no one taught him take instead of tyke. Hear a Yorkshireman, or worse, hear a Cornishman converse. I'd rather hear a choir singing flat. Chickens cackling in a barn, just like this one. I ask you, sir, what sort of word is that? It's anyone gone that keep her in her place. Not her wretched clothes and dirty face. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? This verbal class distinction by now should be antique. If you spoke as she does, sir, instead of the way you do, why, you might be selling flowers too.
I beg your pardon, sir.
An Englishman's way of speaking absolutely classifies him. The moment he talks, he makes some other Englishman despise him. One common language, I'm afraid, we'll never get. Oh, why can't the English learn to set a good example to people whose English is painful to your ears? The Scotch and the Irish leave you close to tears. There even are places where English completely disappears. Well, in America, they haven't used it for years. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? Norwegians learn Norwegian, the Greeks are taught their Greek. In France, every Frenchman knows his language mate has said. The French don't care what they do, actually, as long as they pronounce it properly. Arabians learn Arabian with the speed of summer lightning, and the Hebrews learn it backwards, which is absolutely frightening. But use proper English, you're regarded as a freak. Oh, why can't the English can't the English learn to speak?
Oh, yes. What a lovely tune that was.
That was Why Can't the English from My Fair Lady. That was the original Broadway cast recording, which, of course, was Rex Harrison playing that part.
What a wonderful part it is to play, too. I've been really fortunate to get the chance to play Henry Higgins twice. And before you say, Mark, first time obviously wasn't good enough.
But you did it the second time. That's the main thing.
But what I would say, though, is it's such a brilliantly written role that you actually can get more out of it the second time, which you can't say about a lot of things.
And I was very lucky in that my Eliza Doolittle first time round was the same Eliza Doolittle second time round.
So
for both of us to be able to play it twice and build on what we did first time round, a year later, come back and do it again was fantastic.
You're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers. Way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby. Out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night, where the lights are bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars.
When you feel down and out, stroll down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look.
Beneath your parasol, the world is
Museum.
Wow!
Come on!
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn about. Now Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you
great show tune on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
My daddy was a miner, so he wasn't much around. Foraging for diamonds, a life spent underground. Daddy didn't talk much, he barely said hello. He simply muttered, hi-ho. And off to work he'd go. Daddy was grumpy. My mama was a princess who left her crown behind. Daddy was a true love, so mama didn't mind. I never knew my mama, but she could have been a queen. She married way beneath her. Beneath her knee, I mean. Lumpy, so mommy couldn't sleep. Daddy built a new one, so tall and so steep. 25 mattresses she slept upon. One night she rolled over, and mama was gone. So daddy was grumpy. Me and my old man, a tale as old as dirt. A bitter, distant father in a tiny undershirt. Daddy up and left me. He left me good as dead. Now he lives in squalor, sleeping seven to a bed. Oh, if you could only see me now, Daddy, I'd invite you to the wedding, but you have to be this tall to get in. Is gorgeous, her wedding dress designer. The guest list will be major without a minor minor. Pack the royal lackeys, play violin.
Sing the royal underling.
Who will not let you in? Tricked out carriage.
Tricked out carriage.
20 stallions.
20 stallions.
With the coachman.
The coachman.
Royal DJ by the pool. Yes, I can see my future, and so it shall be done. It's full domination with some torture just for fun. Cause I will have my wedding, and I will have a queen. Once I get that crown on, you will get the guillotine. Punish you, Daddy, cause I'm a grown-up and bigger than you'll ever know. You're gonna pay, Daddy. It's any day, Daddy. I'm off to work. Hi-ho!
Grease Paint and Stage Light loves a great show tune like this one.
Together from tonight to way back when, we'd walk a path of busted plans, things that might have been. But a thousand nights I lay awake and wondered if you knew. My favorite dreams begin and end with you.
There is a sweet bridge between us that no one else can see. You are my love song, my hometown, my perfect fantasy.
I knew if you looked long enough, I'd find you. Now the future holds a promise that someday I will take you dancing. We will go dancing on the just you and I, and we'll hear angels whisper, and they will keep memories to treasure, and the stars will build a castle just for you.
There is a longing, a passion that even time can't tame. There's a comfort, a welcome, each time you say my name.
And if there was a word for just past always, I'd use it when I promise love to you. I will take you dancing. We will go dancing on the moon.
Just you and I.
From Happy Days.
Now, talking about producing a show, how do you go about finding a show to do in the first place? I mean, do you do a vote with everyone, or does a committee decide?
It can vary from company to company. With us, we've got a committee who put a lot of work into researching shows and deciding what's going to fit the profile of the company. And you'll choose a show either to play to the strengths of the company at the time, or to attract people who you need in your company. So it might be a case of wanting to bring in younger people or older people, and therefore choosing a show that will appeal to them. And all the time, you also have to bear in mind, what is your audience going to enjoy seeing? So it's kind of get that combination together. It's also the costs of putting on a show, particularly in the amateur world. How big's the orchestra? What's the cost of hiring the theatre? Costumes, props, set, scenery, rehearsal hall space, all of that comes into play as a producer trying to work out the budget for the show.
That's a big thing to think about, isn't it?
It certainly is.
It is, and we do it in our spare time. We're all voluntary, of course. All of you involved in amateur theatre up and down the country will know this. And yet it's pretty much like running a small business.
What's the first thing you have to do?
First thing we'll do is check that we've got the dates booked in the theatre and appoint director, choreographer, musical director, so that they can start working on the creative side of the show, and then the rest of the support team that will go together. So lighting design, stage design, sound, wardrobe, all of those constituent parts that together make up the team that will create the show at the end of the day. And all of that slots into place before you do the auditions, before you get your cast together, so that once you get your cast, you're ready to go.
Where are you now?
We take about 3 months to rehearse. Some companies will take 3, 4, 5, 6 months, but we do it in about 3. Pretty much all the big production numbers are set. Director working through some of the dialogue scenes that it link in between, and developing characters with individuals. So we'll be polishing and refining.
Very good. We're going to follow you over the next
until
opening week. And Julia, we're going to be talking directors in the latter part of the show, so don't go away.
Everybody!
Back again, brother, sister, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flavor, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Am I original?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Yeah.
just don't care. If you wanna party, let me hear you, yeah. Cause you got it going on again.
sounded old.
Yeah, it is. It's a very old show, isn't it?
Yeah, Alistair? 1930s show. It's a sort of coming-of-age story. Teenagers who don't want to go and work on a farm, they put on a show instead. Rodgers and Hart, composers, a fantastic catalogue of songs they've produced. And Babes and Arms got some real classics. We've obviously heard Where or When. Also, Johnny One Note, My Funny Valentine. Also, The Lady is a Tramp.
The Lady is a Tramp, yeah.
I guarantee most people probably don't know that those songs come from Babes and Arms.
I think there's quite a few crooner songs that come from musicals. It's not until you play the music you think, hang on a minute, you can't take that away from me, you came from another. And that's a crooner song, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. That's Gershwin, isn't it? That's come up in Crazy for You.
Yeah. And talking about coming of age for Babes in Arms from
1937.
If you was to put those two together with a modern day one and sort of 1937 one, wow, wouldn't they be different?
They'd be very different.
That would be another programme here on Grease, Pen and Stage Lights. Future and Back in Time. That is a show. I love going to that. Now it's time for our tour 22, two songs from one show. Julia, what two songs have you picked?
We've picked Song on the Sand and I Am What I Am.
From La Cage aux Folles.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease, Paint and Stage Lights.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along? That afternoon in fall, that afternoon we met. A fellow with a concertina sang, what was the song? It's strange what we recall, and odd what we forget. I heard la da 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 as we walked on the sand. I heard la da da da. I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. La da 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 da.
was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da. And I'm young and in love.
Oh, shush. Oh. You play my heart like a concertina. You're such a poet. I'm not sure about the crash of the waves, this being the Mediterranean. But basically, you're correct. This is all about love, this wedding. Not jealousies, old wounds. Sir Sybil can come, and the three of us will bear witness to our son's marriage together, hand in hand, in hand.
Alban, there's something else I have to tell you.
George, I'll be late for the second show.
Alban, please, I have to
later,
tell you something.
Sherry, I mustn't keep my audience waiting.
Tonight, for the first time in his life, he has to be on time. Oh, I'll bet. Just a surprise. I hear la da 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 da. And I'm young.
In the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. It's pretty. And so what if I love each feather and each spangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout out loud, I am.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yes, indeed. Before we give you the answer to this week's lyrical challenge, you've still got a chance to have a go at it. It's musicals at btinternet.com. The two songs we played for our 2 at 22 this week,
they were Song on the Sand and I Am What I Am from La Cage aux Folles.
That's a bit of a belter, that I Am What I Am, isn't
it? It's a massive song. It's brilliant.
Cracking song.
Yeah, real anthem.
For dancing or romancing, but I give it to the rhythm and my feet follow the beating of my heart. Whoa, whoa, and my baby, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the sun will
lovely. That's the boy from Oz, and I go to Rio. I do like that.
It's fabulous, isn't it? And you know, sometimes a show makes a great impression on you, and sometimes it can be a performance. I was so lucky to get to see Hugh Jackman play the boy from Oz. And for 2.5 hours, he's on stage. The energy, the enthusiasm, the total commitment to the role, and just the performance he gave was stunning. And it's one that has really stuck in my mind for years and years and years.
He's a good performer.
That's fabulous.
Dedicated to his art, as they say.
He is, indeed.
He is.
Okay, it's time for this.
Well, Paul and me all the night started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends. I felt so good I had to blow again. My temper, hey man, come here. No one tried to drive three, four glasses of beer. Well, saw a chick sitting on the L. Said, baby, can we be friends? You look sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. And say, hey,
Well, I've looked at the clock and it's beaten us now. We've got to be out of here. So thank you so much for your company. Do join us next week on behalf of me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And me, Alistair Woodgate.
We wish you well. Look after yourselves, look after your neighbours, and let's converse in another 7 days. Until then, well done on the challenge. Here it comes.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Wanna have fun? How's about a few lamps? I can show you a good time. Do you wanna have fun? Fun, fun.
How's
fun.
About a few?
Joint. I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. So wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for it.